we put in some salt and some dates, a little bit of warm water, and then we blend it. Yeah, it's pretty simple.
For most people, what Liam O'Neill is making is anything but simple. You could even say it's a bit potty. This Perth-based entrepreneur from Western Australia is mixing up a batch of hemp milk. Yes, you heard that correctly. Hemp milk, a dairy alternative drink that's made with industrial hemp seeds, also known as hemp hearts. G'day, I'm Lucy Bell. Hemp milk is one of the latest so-called superfoods to hit the supermarket shelves.
I think it has a bit of a soy milk flavour with some green cucumber and pumpkin seed. But saying that, it's very easily masked. So if you were to put it on your granola and you put some frozen berries and a little bit of honey, it'll just taste like a normal milk.
Liam O'Neill is the founder and director of Refresh Juice and Cleanse. He was a celebrity chef in Hollywood before returning to Perth and getting into the fresh juice and beverage market. He's the first to admit that his foray into hemp milk has been a controversial one, with consumers confusing industrial hemp seeds with illicit marijuana.
When we started, we were one of the only products out there, so there was a lot of online hate mail coming through saying that it's the devil's juice and they're not going to give it to their children. It just comes down to education. It's such a versatile product. We'll be wearing more hemp clothes soon. We'll be eating more hemp granola and drinking more hemp milk. So it'll be the norm.
We're going to have a look in just a minute at exactly how you make hemp milk. But let's start one step back and actually talk about hemp itself. Where are you sourcing the hemp seeds or the hemp hearts from that you use in this milk?
So we get 100% USDA certified organic hemp hearts from America at the moment. The industry in Australia is very new. As soon as we have got enough production, then we'll definitely move on to Australian. But yeah, for now, the American stuff is what we use. We just imported a ton. We hope to order more regularly. But yeah, as far as a ton of hemp, that'll do tens of thousands of bottles. So that'll last us quite a while.
I'm interested in the label milk. Consistency-wise, I can see why you would call it milk, but there is a lot of debate at the moment coming predominantly from the dairy industry that things that are plant-based, be it soy or almond or hemp, that should have some other different label attached, that it shouldn't be called milk. How do you react to that, and have you heard much of backlash?
Yeah, I have been reading up. I justify it in my mind that we're doing in the blender what the cow's stomach or the cow's udder is doing. You know, the cow takes grass and grain and seed, chews it up, digests it, and then creates a milk. So we're basically taking a grain, we're blending it up like an udder, if you will, and then we're creating the milk. So, you know, people are getting nervous. And the dairy industry has been declining the sale of cow's milk, so I can definitely see we're encroaching on their turf. It doesn't really faze me. If they want me to call it something else, I will, but for now, I think we'll stick with the hemp milk. So we get the hemp hearts. So we'll put those in the blender. Then we'll weigh out some of our salt, which is all Australian sea salt. If you could kind of lick the bottom of the ocean, that's what this salt tastes like.
So hemp seeds, salt. Step three, we've got the dates.
Yeah, so they've just been softened and then milled through a really fine strainer. And then I'll just add a little bit of warm water, soften the dates and dilute the salt.
Okay, moment of truth here, Liam. Hit it. And voila, hemp milk. So the first impression when you stop the blender is that it's quite it's steaming. I suppose that's from the warm water.
Yep.
But it's very, very opaque.
It looks like cow's milk. It's just white and it looks pretty creamy. So we're just going to pour it through a sieve. Obviously, we do it on a commercial scale, so we've got a big press. But this is the most accessible way, I suppose, for someone to do it at home. There'll be a little bit of the husks left over, and we'll just catch those out. Just looking at it, it looks just like any other milk, really. But very, very thick and creamy, and that's those oils in the hemp. seeds kind of emulsifying with the water, so that's where you get the creaminess from. Whereas with other nut milks, they don't have as high an oil content. So this, I suppose, is a bit of a concentrate. We're now going to dilute this, so we've got 5 litres, and then we'll bottle it up and it's good to go. So we're just capping the bottles. It does last for a few days in the fridge. We'll date them and they're good to go out to cafes, restaurants and supermarkets around WA.
Whereabouts is the interest coming from, and do you see it growing?
Definitely. There's a very high demand in the East Coast. So we are looking at producing over in Sydney. Obviously, we want to service the whole of Australia. We've had orders come in through the whole of Australia. Unfortunately, at the moment, we can only service WA. With 8 days shelf life, you know, it doesn't travel very far. We were first to market with the fresh hemp milk, and we're pushing to be first to market with the high-pressure pasteurised hemp milk. So instead of 8 days, it'll have 4 to 5 weeks. So we can comfortably get that from the East Coast to the West Coast. We can get it down to New Zealand and Tasmania and all over, out to the rural areas. So, yeah, when we scale up to a commercial factory, the price will come down. It'll be much more affordable and much more available around the whole of Australia.
Because we are talking about, for a 1 litre bottle, $12-ish?
Yeah, depending on which supermarket you go to, it's from $11 to $13 a litre. If you were to go into that same supermarket and buy a kilo of hemp hearts, they're probably about $45 a kilo. 150 grams into a litre, there's $6 or $7 worth of hemp there. We do recycle the bottles, we wash them, so there's a lot of labour involved in what we do. So with a national model, we're just trying to make it as affordable as possible.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's tough, isn't it? It's a bit hard to swallow when you're competing against, say, cow milk, that the big supermarkets can get down to $1 a litre, rightly or wrongly, you know, based on how that's treating dairy farmers. But the difference is significant.
Yeah. So it's a bit of a tough situation to be in, but it's the only way to start. We know there's interest out there, so it's going to fly.